T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week here on the Wake Up Call, we do Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room and try and get something off of our chest. Today, it's a special edition of Wake Up Call Confessions. It's one person today. And this is going to change the dynamic of the Wake Up Call forever.
It's me.
It's Gavin.
I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Okay.
I'm leaving the show. No, I'm just kidding. We had a baby!
Yeah! Woo!
Surprise baby! Another surprise baby! Sorry, everyone, that we have to play pregnancies so close to the vest. It's just what we have to do now. We don't get excited when we find out that we're pregnant. We just get terrified.
Sure.
And the anxiety hangs around for 9 whole months. And but sure enough, though, we had a baby. And this time, it was a baby girl. Her name is Zoe Lane, and Zoe means life, and Lane was her sister Phoebe's middle name.
And her mom's middle name.
And her mom's middle name as well, yeah.
All the girls.
And Stacy's doing fine, and the baby's doing fine, and Connor couldn't be more into being a brother, and Theo could care less.
And she's, Gavin, she's so beautiful. Like, I'm getting all misty. She's so beautiful. And like that, Rain, I don't know if you know this, but it could be a little hit or miss with a newborn.
Right.
And you know what the funny thing is? Like, she looks feminine.
Yeah. And her cry is feminine.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Like, only having living boys, I never like had a daughter experience yet, really, or at least not a positive one. So it's great to like hear a little girl cry and like see a little girl face, because she looks a lot like, she looks exactly like my boys, especially Connor.
Yeah.
But she doesn't at the same time. She looks like a girl. As crazy as this is, looks exactly like Phoebe. She was born on Sunday afternoon. So we've been keeping this, the birth, a secret since Sunday. It's more emotional than I even thought that it was going to be.
Like, I can't wait for her to be like 3 and I get to see a picture of her combing your hair while you just have to sit there and take it.
I mean, that was one of the things that made me super emotional, like looking at her when she was only an hour old, was that like, now I'm going to tear up. I thought I was going to get robbed my entire life of experiences that dads get to have with a daughter.
Right.
Like a father-daughter dance, dancing with her at her wedding. And I was looking at her, and she was maybe not even an hour old, and I was like, I get that stuff again.
Ooh.
I get that.
That's so great. 766-1065, if you want to call up and offer Gavin some congratulations. And if you missed it, if you're just tuning in going, wait a minute, I'm a little late. What happened?
Well, we had a baby girl. Stacy and I had a baby girl. And if you would like to see pictures of her, text the word baby to 73389. You can see a bunch of pictures of Miss Zoe Lane. Ms. I don't want people to know if she's married or not yet. This really will make me emotional. We induce early because we lost Phoebe at almost 41 weeks. So we get real scared toward the end.
Sure.
The night before Stacy was going to go into be induced, she and I were laying in bed, and obviously both of us were like super emotional. And Stacy like looked at me crying, and she goes, "I have stuff that I want you to tell me if anything were to happen to me."
Oh my God.
Because that happens.
It like, does happen.
It's not a foregone conclusion
right.
that the baby or the mother will survive birth. And this is our fourth birth. And Stacy told me like all the things, you know, and she had something specific for each person that she wanted me to tell it to. But the one that made me the most emotional was that if anything were to happen to me, she said, "I want you to make sure that the boys know their whole life that they were enough."
Oh my God.
She's like, that we didn't have to have another one trying for a baby girl because they weren't enough.
Right.
Wow. And I was like, "Oh, okay. I have a bad memory, but I'll try to remember that one."
766-1065 if you want to call and offer your congratulations to Gavin. I think it was interesting too, you know, like you said, like this happened on Sunday. We had to all kind of keep it on the DL. But it's interesting that you've run into Wake Up Call listeners throughout the course of the pregnancy.
Oh yeah.
And what did you say? It's a very unique situation because we hadn't announced anything about it on the air.
Most listeners are polite about it, and they would like see us out and about, and they would be like, just standing there, and it's super obvious that my wife is pregnant.
Right.
And they would just continue to have conversations, but I'd keep watching their eyes like go down to her belly, and it's like, "Would you like to say something? Do you want to say, you can say something? It's okay." It's obvious that she's either
right.
pregnant or that's an enormous tumor.
And,
you know?
and I should take her straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's also
But they
like,
did do a great job of keeping a secret.
That's yeah. what I was going to say. Like, our listeners really are the best. Not only were they just, I mean, above and beyond when you guys lost Phoebe, but they recognized that, like, okay, you're not talking about this. And then they didn't tell anybody.
766-1065. Nick's from Sacramento. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say congratulations. And it's an amazing thing to have your child like that.
Oh, thank you.
Been through. God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
You're so sweet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have an amazing day.
Again, if you want to see pictures of Zoe, text BABY to 73389. I know I said I gave up social media for Lent, and I did, but I got special permission to do this one post.
From God.
Well, close enough, our priest.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.